let me smell that Medellin. Can I smell that Medellin?
Would you call it, Brian?
He called it the meddling.
You meddling kids.
I would have got away with it if it wasn't for you meddling kids.
Hey, I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm going to get you high today. Because it's Friday. You ain't got no job. And you ain't got shit to do.
All right, so how's everybody feeling, yo?
Yes, sir.
How is everybody feeling?
High as a bitch.
Feeling good, yo.
I'm always high as a bitch.
Yeah, me and Brian was talking about going to this store, getting some shit, make some breakfast sandwiches and shit with, you know what I'm saying?
About to cook.
Yeah, we about to definitely cook in this motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Think about it. We got this nice ass wife, might as well, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you have a whole kitchen.
Right, right.
Ain't been touched yet.
All right, so I was thinking about something, right? So we're out of town, and you know, whenever you go out of town, there's always situations where niggas, you bump into girls, right? And automatically, if they're locally, if they're from the city that you're visiting, they automatically can point you out and know that you're not from around here.
Right.
And sometimes that leads to them being even more attracted to you. So there's always that situation where sometimes your homeboy bumps into a chick. She might not have friends, whatever the situation is. The question is now, let's say you're in this scenario. You and your homeboy are in a similar space. You guys are sharing the same space because you're out of town and you're just visiting somewhere and you guys rented a space together, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. You got the girl.
Mm-hmm.
He don't got the girl.
Mm-hmm.
Should you be the one that tries to take the girl somewhere else, like her crib? Or should he be the one that kind of ducks himself out of the situation to make it more copacetic for you to be able to hit? Technically, because this is his spot too. Y'all both rented it together. But mm-hmm. homeboy etiquette, you know what I'm saying? Should you be the one that tries to slide her somewhere else first before, you know what I'm saying? Or should he be the one that offers to slide himself somewhere and give you some
time?
So
it's like y'all sharing a room type of thing?
Right. I mean, obviously, not something that we would run into because we got rooms on rooms in here. We get right. lost in this bitch, yo.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Why do anybody got to leave?
Right? What if it's one of those situations where she is on that type of time? Where it's like, nah, I ain't trying to, you know what I'm saying? Like, he either got to go or we got to go somewhere else. Or what if she don't even offer to go somewhere else? What if she just said, you could just tell she's not acting the way that she was acting before your homeboy came in from the store.
I'm outside in the car with it.
So you would choose to relocate before you would suggest to him to relocate?
Depending on what the situation is. If it's my girl,
uh-huh.
then he got to go.
Nah, we're talking about a hypothetical situation. You and your homeboy are out of town. You meet a girl, but he didn't meet one.
Oh, nobody got to go. Ain't nobody got to leave. Fuck it. I don't give a fuck about this bitch.
So you'll talk her into it, even if she's not.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's fair enough. I mean, I've talked into some situations. So, I mean,
motherfucking go to the bathroom real quick. You always got a bathroom. Yeah. You feel me? Ain't nobody got to go nowhere.
Right.
Some bitches might be down right in front of the nigga. Like,
yeah.
All the homies eat, you know what I'm saying?
Pretty, I'm on some exhibitionists. Like, I'm pretty confident myself. I mean, I know what shape I'm not in. I know what shape I am in. And with that being said, I have no problem with being the naked one. You know what I'm saying? Like it's lit. Like, I'm not gonna front. If it's a naked situation going on and Shorty ain't self-conscious about it and my homeboy happens to walk past and go to the kitchen, I'm not that self-conscious about myself. Toes will where be I'd out. Be like, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I know. This
toes will be out. Socks on.
Yeah. Walked in on this nigga.
All right, so the 420 code says to make friends, make munchies. Mm. I believe in that. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody it's, like to eat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, for real, like, think about it. It's funny because it goes along with a code that I'm getting ready to make up, which is a two-way street code, right? You know what I'm saying? I like this code book that we're going to come up with. But, yeah, like, the homeboy who can cook the best munchies, or like the homeboy that has the best crib to smoke weed in, the homeboy that got all the video games, the homeboy that had the best snacks. There's always a homeboy who might not be the guy that always has the bud, but he always has that other component. This like so necessary to the vibe, to so yeah. necessary to the vibe, right? Yeah. So my new rule is don't make your friends self-conscious about not having enough smoke to always contribute evenly to a social setting. Mm-hmm. However, you also don't want to be the friend who always smokes up the homie's weed and never contributes.
Right.
Weed is a social situation. It's right. all about balance. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I think because there's always, I know me growing up, there would be the guy who, you know, his mother was like the BJ shopper. And she had bulk on deck of all the right. good snacks. All the good snacks. All the time. And she bought these shits with abundance. And she wasn't the mother that like cuss the kid out when we're not there. Like, why are you giving your friend snacks? Right. No. She likes us to have snacks. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
So like, yeah, he would, I'm not saying that he would never put up on the weed, but what I'm saying is that if he didn't have no money at all,
ever,
I would not have given a fuck, yo. You know what I'm saying? I was getting ready to smoke this weed anyway. You smoke this weed with me because I know you got the snacks right. that my mother is not buying. You know what I'm saying?
It's either you got the snacks or you got the spot.
Yeah, you got the spot with the PlayStation and all the games because right. your mother loves to buy you all the games
or,
every time.
Or their parents allowed them to smoke in the crib.
And you got to figure, I grew up around a mixed pot, let's just call it. Right. So there was quite a few white children who were like cool friends of mine growing up.
Right.
But their parents were in a different type of tax bracket. You understand right. what I'm saying? So it's like when they had the spot, I mean, like they had the spot.
Right.
And they would always know the other white kid that's hydroponically growing the good weed at that point in time. Right. So it's like, shit, like, nigga, I don't give a fuck. Look, you got the car. You're going to come pick me up in the car. Bring me to your white friends who got the good weed. I can get it on a deal because I know you. And you got the spot?
Right.
Nigga.
Oh, yeah, we in there.
If you buy some weed, that's a bonus. I don't give a fuck about that. You know what I'm saying?
Right. See, on my side, it's a little bit different. You knew the growers. I knew the sellers.
Yeah.
Like, I was always around all the niggas that sold weed, and niggas, when we got together, everybody just rolled the fuck up.
You want to know who what the craziest? I feel like that. All right, I'm not going to say this way it won't be snitching because I don't know how this would play out. But I met a mascot of a collegiate sports team mm-hmm. one time. We were working at a restaurant together. I found out he was the mascot going back to his off-campus apartment and getting some of the most amazing weed from this guy.
Right.
And he was like the type of dude, when you looked at him, you would never think that he was like the weed guy. Like, he was the guy.
Right.
And
white guy,
he was the mascot also of a very popular like collegiate sports team. And it was just so trippy because I seen the big face uh-huh. of the mascot in the corner in his room, and I'm just looking at this shit stoned, and I'm like, no, this can't be going on. And I asked him, I'm like, yo, I was like, where did you get that souvenir from? That shit's crazy. He was like, oh no, it's not a souvenir. He was like, that's me. I was like, who's you? He was like, that's me. I was like, the
right.
You know what I mean? Like, right. I'll tell you off air, you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. But yeah, it was yeah, it was definitely him, yo. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
It was crazy as shit, right? You know what I mean? So I was looking at Instagram, and there's a conversation that Brian brought up that I definitely want to get into on the next episode. But as a precursor to that, I want to start here. Now, I'm going to make this hypothetical. Y'all know that I put disclaimers out there, not really for me, but really for y'all. And then sometimes I have to do it for my friends. Every once in a while, it depends on what the situation is. So we are talking hypotheticals here, people.
Hypothetical.
Hypothetical means real life, but hypothetical is the disclaimer. All right, never mind. I'm not going
to
say that.
Yeah, you're about to fuck it up.
No, I was just joking. It means really hypothetical, okay? So it's true that... you know what? Fuck hypothetical. This is real life shit because women got it too. It's just that we don't have any women on right now who can attest to that or would be truthful enough to admit it because then they would lose ammunition against us. But that's neither here or there. I'll go back with my original thought. Hypothetical. Now that all the men in the audience know what hypothetical means. Everyone has a list, an Instagram list. Now, back in the day, our parents' times, it wasn't an Instagram list. It was the magazine cover. It was the commercial. It was the poster that was on the wall in the record store when you walk past. It was ways that men created. That's what invented, like, the spank bank, right? Because men could take mental pictures of these things they never got caught for. They didn't have to go through the type of shit that we go through in this day and age. But with that being said, all creatures, whether men or women, have a list that is tied into a social media account. Whether they be celebrities that you would never get close to, or whether they just be people who have a certain look that for some reason nature took over and you are naturally attracted to them. Doesn't mean anything's wrong with it. Whether you be in a relationship or whatever out there, ladies, you know what I'm saying? It's okay if you look at Idris Elba and think that he's attractive. A lot of you women have said that before. I don't think that your man should be mad about that. But I know that you guys would be mad about this. Does everybody have a list?
Not necessarily, but I could probably... I could probably write them all.
Because the real question is that the list that may or may not exist of like chicks who you've seen on Instagram or something like that, right? And you would consider them the cream of the crop, right? What is the difference between them and your list of women who you've encountered in real life who you consider the cream of the crop? Or are they the same type of caliber women, same look, same, you know, similar type of occupation level or like success level? Like, is it the same or is it different?
It's way different.
So where does the fantasy lie more? Does it lie on Instagram or in like the real life?
Definitely Instagram. All
right, y'all, we're going to roll up and catch a vibe. This is Gold Roses featuring Drake. By your boy Rick Ross, you already know.
I think my Instagram list is way different than my real life list, in the sense of, like, damn, I want the porn star bitch. I just scroll past, or the stripper, or the, you feel me, those type of shits. I can't name specifically like names of bitches, but my I don't have, guys. If you've been listening, you know I don't have fucking social media no more. All right. But when I did have it, my Instagram was all strippers and all of that type of shit. So, motherfucking, I used to just scroll past bitches. But my Instagram list is way different than my real life list. Like, my Instagram list is way more like, I guess, my fantasies.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? And my real life list is like, oh, be with you in real life type shit.
I ain't gonna lie. So for me, right, outside of, now mind you, the list and the conversation that we're gonna have based off what Brian brought up that sparked this initial first conversation, but like I said, we're gonna talk about that next episode. That list is gonna be slightly different than what I'm talking about, my list right now for Instagram, right?
Right.
Like, I think that my list on Instagram is more obtainable for me, more reality than my real life list, because my real life list, it's like when I, being have been exposed to a person, right? Like physically seeing them or being around them in some way, shape, or form of the presence of it, right?
Right.
I'm the type of person that shoots for the stars. I shoot way higher than what some people would consider would be my league, right? Uh-huh. Like the type of girls that I go after or that I'm interested in my real life, right, are usually going to be women who other people have said on occasion, like, she's out of your league. And then when I get her, they're shocked of how I got with her, right? You know what I'm saying? My girls of my list on Instagram, I think they would be way easier for me to get. Way less pressure, way less situations. And I think that they're more like of the on the level of the type of chick that I probably should fuck with, right? Because I catch more personality of it because I have a longer time to digest who they are.
Right.
If they're at least some semblance of who they are on Instagram. And the girls that are on my list, I kind of know what they do for fun, what their swag game is like, you know what I'm saying? What type of shit they like to listen to, what type of shit they like to watch. Like, I kind of can get more out of them from Instagram to where if I walk down the street right now and I see a chick that looks a certain way and I get around her and her vibe is even close to what I think I might be into, that shit will make me, like, definitely look at a situation where it's probably stacked against me.
I'm sorry, bro. I just lit the lemon pepper, and that shit really tastes like lemon pepper.
No, yeah.
That's crazy.
Okay, well, we ain't got to harp on that because we're going to get into
who... No, I just had to stop you because that shit is crazy.
Well, first, I'm going to get Brian's thought. Is your list different... on your Instagram list different than what, and mind you, this doesn't have to be your top five list because that's for next, because my top five list is definitely some fantasy world. But at the same time, knowing who I am, I bet you that if I was in the vicinity
both
of one of
my
them,
list vary based on my current state of you know, mentality.
So if you're high or drunk, that's what it, that's what your list is based off of. This nigga.
Sometimes. But for Instagram, I definitely have a solid list. I think. I guess I do. But that's the thing. My regular list. All I'm doing. Is I would basically, you know, pick girls that almost look like the girls on my Instagram list.
Right.
But they're just not famous.
Right. Because here's the thing. Like, I feel like it's weird for me, right? Because a lot of people say that, like, internet dating or, like, social media meeting people is, like, ruin, like, personal connection. And I can understand that, but not really, because I connect better with people for some reason that it's like from online to offline or offline to online. Like, if I meet you somewhere in person, I still want to contact and communicate with you through some type of handheld device that way, right?
Right.
Because for some reason, I be feeling like the way that I meet women and the settings that I meet them in, it's always a jaded, it's always a situation where the environment may have contributed to why you were interested in me.
Mm-hmm.
And then it seems like we're not actually getting to know each other as well because we both have figured out what our angle is. We both have an objective and we know that we want to reach our objective, right? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So if I meet you at a party where there's a bunch of people here who are quote unquote important, right? You may accidentally think that I'm one of those super important people.
Ryan just broke one of my first rules. And that's remember the motherfucking rotation. All right, go ahead.
But not to say that I'm not important, but you understand what I'm saying. Like, I've been in settings where there were people there who you knew were like gatekeeper type people, right?
Right.
and you didn't know who I was, so you couldn't X me off the list of how important I may or may not have been,
this
right?
This nigga theories on every situation.
Like,
people, let me tell you this. This guy is a very calculated man. Like, I promise you, he will not take a step if that step is not calculated into what the fuck he's trying to accomplish. Like, this shit is crazy. Like, the way he breaks it down. All right, carry on.
But think about it like this, right? All right, look, you've already come up with your objective and you know what it is. You know what I'm saying? It's like, all right, if you, let's say, for instance, you're trying to get the hookup on drinks at the bar. There's two bartenders behind the bar, right?
Yo, this shit really tastes like lemon pepper. I'm sorry. Yeah. This shit is crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. All right, carry on.
I'm having a super high moment right now. You know what I'm saying? Because now I've lost, like, my train of thought.
I'm sorry.
I've lost my train of thought of where I was trying to go with this. I knew I had somewhere where we were going to land that fucking lemon pepper. And it's damn Medellin, yo. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if I want to be Pablo Escobar or fucking Rosé.
I think I interrupted you too many times. Carry on.
I don't know.
Fuck it.
Like I said, this is just a precursor conversation. We're going to get a real conversation next week. But it's cool because this is higher learning. And as you guys know, this is a much more difficult podcast to do than a typical one because we're super baked the whole fucking time.
Yo, this shit is crazy.
Greatest Miami Heat player of all time.
See, it would be typical for me to say Dwayne Wade.
Dwayne Wade is the greatest Miami Heat player.
He is, technically. But we got, all right, other than Dwayne Wade.
Oh, we got to do other than Dwayne Wade?
Other than Dwayne Wade. And I'm going to go all the way left.
Who you going to go with?
I'm going to go with Timmy.
Tim who?
Hardaway.
Okay, you can have him.
Timmy Hardaway.
I'm going with...
Just because growing up, I used to want to, like, his point guard skills was crazy. You feel me? I watched him growing up. His dribbling was crazy. They had this move called the Timmy. You feel me? And nigga, oh, my God. I don't know.
Other than, if we're going other than Dwayne Wade, LeBron James is 100%.
See, I don't count him.
The greatest.
I don't count him. You can't count him.
He played for them. He brought them championships. He did. And it's the way that he did it. I break that part down.
See, I can't. I try not to count those years because it was like a trial run. You get what I'm saying? Like,
right.
I try to think about the long time Miami Heat player, Alonzo Mourning.
Okay, of course.
Tim Hardaway.
People, real true blue Miami Heat fans are gonna hate me for saying LeBron James. They're gonna want me to say guys like that, and I feel you, Glenn Rice. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Alonzo Mourning. Right. Blah blah. But listen, you gotta understand. Yes. If I change this category to something else and we went based off the stats or the numbers or the years playing, all right, yeah, if we want to consider LeBron a journeyman and then we don't ever get to put him on or it can only be a Cleveland conversation with him, that's fine. But what I'm saying is, at this point in time, all right, Kobe and Shaq, right? Greatest duo arguably ever, right?
Right.
Shaquille O'Neal was on his way. His trajectory obviously was on his way going down because naturally he was a big man and as a center he was getting older, whatever. Right. He goes to the Miami Heat. Mm-hmm. He is part of the reason that allowed Dwayne Wade to become that Kobe Bryant-like guard in the backcourt and have that dominant big man. Even though he wasn't the Shaq that he was in his Laker years or his Magic years, he still was enough to get them to the promised land with Dwayne Wade, right? So after that, Dwayne Wade kind of needed LeBron James just as much as LeBron James needed him. Chris Bosh or whoever else was going to take that other spot in the three-headed monster was going to benefit from what those two brought to each other. LeBron James was going to be able to facilitate and hit Dwayne Wade in situations where Dwayne didn't have to create all the shots himself off the dribble. You know what I'm saying? And then that third player got the benefit off of being an all-star on someone else's team, and now you have two of those guys, arguably at that time, two of the top 10 best players in the league, you know what I'm saying, on your team with you. I think that just the way that he did it, if I'm not saying Dwayne Wade, who is the greatest Miami Heat basketball player ever, I have to put LeBron James there. But I would accept a proper argument for Alonzo Mourning or Shaquille O'Neal, even, because Shaquille O'Neal, Dwayne Wade wouldn't have won it without Shaquille O'Neal, nor would he have won it without LeBron James. But I could have put someone else there and he could have won it for the same reasons why he won it with Shaquille and LeBron.
Right.
That's where LeBron fans will get mad at me, because they think that when I pick LeBron, I'm saying that LeBron was the end all be all. No, it's just because he landed in that situation. I could pick maybe three other players that I could put on that Miami Heat team and still win the championship.
First of all.
And then I might consider them the greatest Miami Heat player.
First of all, LeBron didn't land in that situation.
Oh, my God.
LeBron chose that situation.
He landed there.
No, sir. No, sir.
He chose there on in public, publicly on TV. He had to, because they had this whole decision thing around it. But he landed there because.
So Dwayne, that's the question to LeBron. LeBron, did you land or did you choose?
Dwayne Wade, you know, was staying there. Dwayne Wade was staying there, and two other people were going there regardless.
LeBron, I chose to take my talents to South Beach.
All right. What if LeBron wouldn't have went there? You don't think that Dwayne, Melo, and Chris Bosh at that time could have won a championship?
Melo wasn't a free agent that year. He had just resigned to Denver.
Okay.
And then Denver traded him to the Knicks.
Well, no, hold on. I thought Melo was supposed to be the guy that was going to Miami before Chris Bosh.
But then he resigned to Denver.
But before he resigned, what if he would have decided to go to Miami before LeBron made his decision? And let's say LeBron went somewhere else. You don't think that Miami could have had enough firepower, added Ray Allen to the mix and all that?
I'm gonna tell you this is how it went. First of all, LeBron and D Wade was gonna go to Chicago first. But
D Wade stayed. So LeBron
landed. No. Chicago didn't have the money for Chris Bosh. Even though Derrick Rose was young, they didn't know Derrick Rose was going to be Derrick Rose.
Okay.
But Chicago didn't have the money for Chris Bosh. Miami did, so they chose Miami. But Chicago was the first destination because that was Dwayne Wade's hometown. Of course, LeBron was chasing Jordan. So they were supposed to go to Chicago first. So it wouldn't have been no Melo, D-Wade, and Chris Bosh, because LeBron was going wherever D-Wade was coming with him.
It was actually supposed to be all four of them.
No, it wasn't.
At first, yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was too. Yeah, I thought it was supposed to be all
James
four.
James, Wade, Bosh, and Anthony.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-mm. All right, well, what about this lemon pepper, though?
This shit... fire. Tastes just like fucking lemon pepper.
Tastes like I need some chicken with it.
This shit tastes just like some lemon pepper. All
right, so shout out to the lemonade company.
Do you know if it's
like a collaboration between lemon? It's like lemonade and cookies, fam. It was cultivated definitely by the lemonade company, but when I looked at the picture on it, I see that it's like a Miami Heat logo. In the yellow and black, and the yellow lemon pepper. We all know that Rose Rick Ross has talked about the lemon pepper and shit. You know what I'm saying? And you know me trying to be on my old podcast producer, programmer bag. You know what I'm saying? I was originally going to do like a Rick Ross like theme type episode when we smoked the pink rose, but I was like, this lemon pepper, they definitely did this with some Rick Ross shit in mind. Mm-hmm. And then the other strain that Brian ended up getting, because they didn't have the strain that he wanted. So
yeah, he wanted to kill
so him. And I asked him before I left, I hope I didn't jinx it, but I just wanted to be the friend who knew what to do just in case of emergency. As Trey just told you, I never make a step without fully calculating like all the outcomes. And I have to, you know what I'm saying, have like things in place for that. So I asked him, I was like, Brian, if they don't got that, I mean, when we just get something, I'll make sure I get something good. He's like, yeah, but just try to make sure they have what I want. Like, that's basically, you know what I'm saying? So I went in there and I looked around for a minute, didn't see it. I'm like, damn, they ain't got it. Then I asked her And then she said, nah, we don't got that. So I'm like, all right, cool. So I'm sitting there. And I knew that he wanted white runts, right? Mm-hmm. But then I was trying to figure out what the other one. And then it hit me. I looked over there. And it wasn't in none of the jars that were in the front, like all the cookies ones right. with the blue twisted thing. Nah, it was in like the bigger mason jars around the back. Mm. They were all yellow. And that's where the sample was. And I was like, yo. And I think that I did that microaggression thing again, yo, because it's like a Spanish name. So I was like, let me smell that Medellin. And I smelled that Medellin.
Would you call it, Brian?
He called it a meddling. You meddling.
You meddling kids.
You meddling kids. Meddling. I would have got away with it if it wasn't for you meddling kids. All right, we getting ready to roll up and catch another vibe to this Summer Rain. Rick Ross featuring Summer Walker on Higher Learning. Jinkies.
I would have got it done if it wasn't for this meddling getting me high.
All right, so what is the color like for you on that Medellin, Brian?
Hold on, we ain't talking
about. Let's go in order, right? Yeah,
let's actually spark it.
All right, let's go.
Let's go with
the lemon pepper.
Go with the lemon pepper first.
All right, so give me the color profile for the people. Right,
black people terms. Now I'm gonna let them give you the actual terms and names. All right. Hold up. Do I got the right one? Yeah, that's the right one. All right. The lemon pepper is very, I ain't going to say bright green buds, but foresty green.
All right. Foresty green.
Yeah.
I see you trying to step your lingo up
a little bit. All right. A lot of tight buds. This is really was a really dense bud. we've been smoking a lot of soft buds lately.
Yeah.
But between this and the last week we talked about the LA Honor that I got. And those two is very tight, very dense buds. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. Sometimes I like because you get more. You get what I'm saying? Like you smoke less out of a bud. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because it's budded. It's not crushed up. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
So, yeah, it break down, but it's not crushed up. We don't. Yeah, besides that, it smoked good. I would give it. I'd give it a 7, 7.5, 8.
Okay.
I like it, though. It. I don't know. Is this sativa dominant?
Well, see, that's the thing. Like, A lot of the brands that they sell there at Cookies, definitely the Cookies brands themselves, but some of these other cultivators are, I can't really find solid information on exactly where the dominance is, because I think a lot of them are mostly like 50-50s or like 60-40s, you know, what I consider a dominant is when it's like
a sativa, because yeah. I was... I would say sunken.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It got me up a little bit.
I feel like sometimes 60% does make a difference. Definitely 70%. Anything that's like 70% something right. and one thing, another thing is definitely what I consider like the dominant. So right. if it's like a 70-30 sativa, then right. that's like a sativa dominant.
Well, I'm going to guess, and I'm going to say this is a sativa dominant hybrid.
Yeah. But this one right here, it's atypical to a lot of the better strains that we've been smoking, where the trichomes are literally like loaded with crystals, you know what I mean? And it's not a super sticky to the touch on the outside, and the crystals on the weed seem to be very intact, so you're not really losing them on the touch. I mean, you never really want to handle your weed too much, you know what I'm saying, because you're going to lose some of that, those terrific, you know, crystals that help, that are good when you smoke them, you know what I'm saying? It's all part of what gets you high. But this weed right here is definitely, the buds have formed in a beautiful way. It's not too dense. Once again, it's not too fluffy. It does have a lot of limonene, a lemony, citrusy, as far as the, you know, terpenes go, where the terpene profile. Lemon pepper. Yeah, because it does have that peppery finish, you know what I'm saying? So it's like when you taste it, you're also getting that good taste from the terpenes of the limonene and that lemony, citrusy type of crisp taste on the inhale. But on the exhale, you can definitely get that peppery finish, you know what I mean?
I don't know shit you just said, but I'm going to go with it. I said the limonese, and he said the lima beans and the rice.
The lima beans and the rice. What is the THC content on that?
The THC content is low. It's only 17 with 2% CBD. But, okay. It smoked good.
Right. Remember, I told you that there's certain strains that smoke great, especially for like daytime smoking. You know what I'm saying? Like sometimes you don't always want to smoke the strain that's going to leave you super stuck. Like every moment isn't the super stuck moment. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like lemon pepper, that's a good strain right there. Like it hit me good. It smoked good. I'm feeling good. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But I'm alert.
Right.
I'm feeling creative. You know what I'm saying?
It feel like it brought you back, right?
Right. Yeah.
Cause we smoked a little bit of what we smoked before this.
Well, that Medellin, that beautiful bud that Brian has in his hand right now, that we getting ready to talk about right now. Now, Brian, explain the color profile on that Medellin over there.
We do.
You got to do black people terms, cause he do the terpenes and the lima beans.
In the tetrahydrocannabinol.
Oh shit, you know something too? The tetra tetris in the
tetrahydrocannabinol. That's what THC is.
Oh shit,
that's what you're doing out here. This has has a nice little piney little look to it.
Right.
Very small amount of hairs, which kind of gives it, room on the leaves for, because it's not a lot of little orange hairs in it, but very crystally.
Right.
Very crystally. I'm looking at it, and it's literally blinging, that thing is hitting.
Yeah.
That thing is hitting.
Uh-huh.
Look, I mean, it literally is hitting.
It's big buds.
Let me ask you this, though. This nigga so high, this nigga is holding the bud to the mic. This nigga, like the bud about to talk to the mic. This nigga high as shit.
I was actually holding the bud next to the mic, people, but
same shit.
I'll take the punch.
All right, now this one was definitely was definitely strong. This one was like in the high 20s. What's the THC count on that?
27%.
27% THC.
2%.
And it got like a as you would say.
It has a distinctive flavor to it.
Let me get mine out. Yeah. As you would say, it has a creamy finish.
It does have somewhat of a creamy, smooth finish.
Yeah.
And it's one of those weeds that has a distinctive taste to it where you notice that blunt in a group of other blunts.
Yeah.
Like if a bunch of people rolled up really good weed right now, you would know the difference of that if you've tasted it before.
Once again, you know that you ain't smoked this shit in the hood with your homeboys. This is not one of those you find.
Yeah, this is definitely
popular. The lemon pepper, you might find the lemon pepper somewhere in the hood. Somebody might have got their hands on the lemon pepper.
That's definitely Pablo Escobar level.
But this shit, yeah.
All right, so let me get into some quick learning real quick.
This is higher learning.
So we were talking about growing weed indoors last week, and I told you I was going to tell you about another method, but I'm just going to introduce that method to you. It's up to you to go do the research. I will have links available on the website, so that way you can go. I can point you in the right direction, but it's up to you to really hone in on which one of these methods you want to use to create or buy your own hydroponic system. The other method is called Coco Coir. And it's basically using coconuts, all right? So you're going to use the fibrous coconut husk instead of a potting mix. So compared to just soil growing, This way, it absorbs moisture much easier. So if you remember the last time, we were talking about the roots just free falling into water because it gets the nutrients to it faster. This is basically a similar idea, except for instead of it free falling into water, we're using a very absorptive mixture that will be able to retain a lot of water, retain a lot of the nutrients, and then that way it creates a buffer for mistakes that you may make if you add too many of one type of nutrient. You know what I'm saying? There's certain types of advanced nutrients that help with color, with smell. There's other types of advanced nutrients that deal with growth as far as size and yield. So, I mean, that's one of those things where most beginners, like even me, I don't really know the first thing of what to do when it comes to these advanced nutrients, but that's something I'm going to look into. And as I learn it, I pass the information on to y'all because that's what we're doing here. It's much easier to flush than the deep water method because you aren't changing the entire water reservoir. You know what I'm saying? You can use a flood and drain the hydroponic system. And then when the nutrient system temporarily floods from beneath the plant and is controlled by a plant and pump and like a timer, instead of dripping from above, you can use the top water, you know what I'm saying, and reuse that as it circulates around. So it's like a different circulation method. Me personally, I like the drip from above hydroponic systems. I think that I would go with that and like the pellet beads. You know what I'm saying? There's like clay beads and there's these other type of pellets or whatever that you can get inside of the pots. A lot of the bigger hydroponic systems I've seen were more of like a combination between a deep water system and something that sounds similar to this. So we're going to bring that to you guys probably sometime at a later episode. But I do got the munchies, and I got a recipe for something that you can cook for your little bitch when she come over. Especially if she like that Alfredo.
I'm off a couple, man, but here's Rick Ross, man. Catch this vibe with Rick Ross, Drake, and motherfucking Lil Wayne when I'm on.
Because I got the munchies!
I've been smoking dope!
I got the munchies!
All right, so as I told you guys, we got we have the basis for pretty much any recipe that you want to make. It pretty much just comes down to replacing a oil, a butter, a milk, a simple syrup, or a flour with the already pre-infused version of that that we taught you guys how to do in the first couple episodes. We got you guys prepared for moments like this. When you make fettuccine Alfredo pasta and you make your sauce from scratch, everyone knows that you use butter. As a matter of fact, if you wanted to make some Alfredo sauce, all you would need was a can of butter, heavy cream, Parmesan cheese, salt, pepper, and some parsley. And you can create your own Alfredo sauce. This is how you infuse something like chicken Alfredo. I'm not going to read to you an entire recipe.
Can you just put the can of butter in a jar of already made Alfredo sauce?
You probably could, and it would definitely do the job.
Okay.
That would definitely the job. Yeah, you probably could.
I ain't trying to make my own Alfredo sauce.
Right.
I don't know how that would go. I just throw the cannon butter in the jar, shake that bitch up, you feel me, and go to work. Yes, sir.
I'm going to put a link in the show notes, though, that will go to a recipe that I pulled online that will give you the step-by-step recipe of how to make fettuccine Alfredo. But just like Trey said, I mean, in theory, if you melt the can of butter into some Alfredo sauce, it's already infused, so it's going to get you high when you eat it. If you really want to do it the fancy way, you can make your own Alfredo sauce. It's really not hard, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I guess, yeah. If you're high right now, as we are, I wouldn't want to go make Alfredo sauce right now either.
Fuck no. I throw that bitch right in there.
All right, so let's get into some fives.
Run the fives. Oh, yeah.
I got five. Oh, yeah.
Where's your five?
Where's your five?
Yeah.
Where's your five?
on the sack.
I got five. Yeah, sure. What's today's
All right. Today's topic is funniest TV shows of all time.
Like sitcoms.
Period. Yeah, TV shows, sitcoms, yeah.
All right.
Fuck. Well, no, not just sitcoms. Funniest TV shows. Because sitcoms are going to
box for me. Example, you go first this time. God damn it. I went first last week. I'm not going first no more.
All right, you want me to go first this time? All right, I'm going to put five on it.
Oh, this nigga already got his list.
In Living Color.
Okay.
Martin.
Okay, definitely.
The Office.
That's some white people shit. I don't know nothing about that.
Impractical Jokers.
Mm. Yeah.
And
Ed, go ahead and check your list. Checking it twice.
The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
I was about to say. You better. Go ahead, Brian. I'm going last, goddamn it. This Medellin is it tastes very good. This shit is good. This is good.
Yeah, that Medellin is crazy.
Like, it goes straight to my head.
Like, it just definitely
funniest
introduced
TV shows. Oh,
you some shit. You look. You trying to hurry up and look this shit up.
I'm trying to see what's out there.
Right.
See, folks, I'm going to let y'all know I'm the only real one that comes off the top of my head.
That's all good. That's your shtick. Yeah.
Definitely Seinfeld.
I know. I wanted to put Seinfeld in there.
What the fuck you mean? Definitely Seinfeld.
Seinfeld is probably one of the funniest people ever.
I hate it. No, it's like Chris Rock. What we was talking about. I said that, but it's like the dry white humor. I don't like the dry white humor. Like, I don't know. I don't like that.
Because he's a guy who would put.
And you know, this is crazy. This is definitely taking it back a little bit. Remember All That?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was my shit. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Definitely one of the funniest TV shows of all time. Good Times was pretty funny.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
Good Times was pretty funny.
Okay.
And then staying along those lines, like...
Y'all some shit. My list is better and I ain't even got nothing.
Oh, that's why you want to go last, because you probably had a lit list real quick.
I had a chance to think, goddamn. Uh-huh. Usually I go first and I ain't got a chance to think.
Married with Children. And Everybody Hates Chris.
All right.
All right,
Trey.
All right, off Bucks. You always got to have the legendaries that's got to be in there. Which is Martin and Fresh Prince. Mm-hmm. That's two. Then I'm going to go Kenan and Kel. All
right.
That's three. Then I'm going to go motherfucking Breaking Bad. That's my shit.
You consider Breaking Bad a funny TV show?
Oh, we got to do funny?
Yeah. This was the funniest TV shows of all time.
Oh, I thought you just said TV shows.
Oh,
no. Nah. Oh, all right. Yeah, I am high. Uh-huh. All right, we're going to go Martin still. Still Fresh Prince.
Uh-huh.
What'd I say after that?
I forgot.
All right. I ain't got a third. All right. Martin, Fresh Prince. I'm going to go Everybody Hates Chris.
Okay.
Damn, I thought I had this one, too. It's some bullshit. I'm still ain't prepared. Okay, I'm gonna throw my wild card.
Okay, wild card time.
Girlfriends,
okay. That's plausible. That sells.
And Jamie Foxx show.
The Jamie Foxx show. Okay, mm-hmm. So you picked a real black Blacklist.
I'm always for the culture.
Yeah, he picked the really
Blacklist. I'm always for the culture.
All right, so what is... This one is not a fives. This is just a mano-a-mano, head-to-head. What is the greatest stoner movie of all time?
This one right here by Rick Ross is called Billionaire, produced by Justice League. You already know what time it is.
I mean, we're doing a weed podcast, and we have not addressed this yet. I don't know if we're all besides, on the same page. All
right, besides How High.
Well, why is besides How High?
Because that's going to be everybody's.
I don't know that that's going to be everybody's favorite. That's a theme for you. That's a reoccurring theme for you this season. No. Yeah. You have made these assumptions that the built-in answer that you think we're all going to go with is like, we have to go to that. Like, and if How High wasn't our favorite stoner movie or greatest stoner movie, it would be absurd.
All right, well, I'm going to go first.
But no, we're taking How High out of the equation since you wanted to, because that's your favorite one, isn't it?
It was.
All right, that's so let's take it out.
All right, but I'm still going first.
All right, but hold on. We got to put that one on safety. If we put that one on safety, then is it fair to put them in GOAT status and put Cheech and Chong in safety?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, as long as it ain't.
All right, so Cheech and Chong is safe, and so is How High. All right, so greatest stoner movie of all time. Let's get it. Let's get to it.
I have to go with, absolutely, without a doubt, I have to go with fucking Pineapple Express.
Okay.
That shit changed my life when I first watched it. Because I was laughing the whole fucking movie. And when I realized, like, hold up, these niggas is some fucking clowns. Like, I'm thinking it's like a real, like, action. You feel me? Because somebody put it on. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? And they was like, Pineapple Express. I'm like, what the fuck? Pineapple Express? You feel me? And they was like, yeah, Seth Rogen, da-da-da. I'm like, all right, man. It been out for a while before I seen it.
Right.
But when I seen it, I'm thinking it's like a action comedy type of thing. But these niggas is some real-ass clowns. Like, I was fucking crying the whole fucking movie, dog. But Pineapple Express is my shit.
All right, who's going second? Is it me? Is it Brian?
I'll go ahead. I'm a huge Dave Chappelle fan, so.
All right.
Absolutely
half-baked.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I'll have to definitely give that greatest stoner movie of all time.
I have to go with Brian. Half-baked, man. Half-baked, Joe.
Half-baked?
Half-baked, yeah, man.
Whatever.
Hold on, like, I'm not gonna lie. I mean, now we're not doing top fives on this, but if I was, I mean, Harold and Kumar couldn't be my only one, but Harold and Kumar definitely are like cult favorites. Like Harold and Kumar, Go to White Castle. That's like a classic right there.
Yeah, I fuck with that.
And Harold and Kumar is one of those ones where I also, like, there's some fives that we're going to debate later on this season. One of them in particular is worst, movie sequel of all time. Or, like, it could only have to be the sequel. It could have been, like, the third in line, the fourth in line, you know what I'm saying? Like, whatever franchise, you should have stopped at the first one, you know what I'm saying? Right. But Harold and Kumar was one of those where all the spinoffs they did from that shit were all good enough to still not be considered terrible movies, if you know what I'm saying.
Right.
Like, they were successful with their post in, you know what I'm saying, their post big time, like, you know, release, where, like, it was, like, straight to DVD, straight to Netflix type of deals.
So do the Friday series kind of is a stoner movie?
Now, that is an interesting argument, because I watched Friday just recently, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I was asking myself that same question, like, okay, yes, Smokey smokes weed. Yes, the plot of the movie is that Smokey smoked up the weed and owes the money to Big Worm. If he doesn't pay Big Worm for the weed, then Big Worm gonna kill him niggas, right?
Right.
All
right,
that's the plot of the movie. Debo, the whole thing, that's just all part of the day that happens on Friday. I feel as though that qualifies it for being a stoner movie, because the plot has to do with weed.
Mm.
But even though Friday might be one of the greater movies, like, right, of all time, especially in our culture, like cult classic in our culture.
Right.
I don't know if it has enough focus on smoking weed and weed smoking and shit to be considered the number one stoner movie. But I think if we had, if we did fives on this, I think everyone would put...
All right, how about this? That one goes on safety, just with How High and Cheech and Chong.
You know what? Fuck it.
I got five. Oh yeah. Who got five? Who got five? Who got five? Where's your five?
All right, man, fuck it. We've arrived here. Put five on five greatest stoner movies of all time. You know what I'm saying? I tried to stay away from trying to do five. I wanted to just do one, but then now it's like we start naming ones, and then I was like, nah, now I want to see what these lists are like. I'll go first because Trey always says that he has to go first. Pineapple Express.
Okay.
Half Baked.
Okay.
Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle.
Okay.
Harold and Kumar Escape from Guantanamo Bay.
Yeah.
And now it's between Friday, Knocked Up.
Knocked Up is funny.
I think Knocked Up goes in there.
Okay.
I love Friday, right?
Mm-hmm.
But Knocked Up feels, I don't know, because it's the same thing. They're in the same precipice. There is part of the plot of Knocked Up isn't really about weed, but Seth Rogen is in it, and it makes it, it lends his stoner ability to it. So now I have to remove Knocked Up. As much as I love that movie, it can't take the place. So now Friday is up there. Okay. You see what I'm saying? But then if I think about, all right, is it the greatest stoner movie or just a movie to watch stoned? That's an interesting question. Has to be stoner movie, because stoner movie makes Friday end my five. But a Seth Rogen animated movie, Sausage Party, is a super funny movie to watch while you're baked.
Yeah.
That movie is incredibly funny to watch while you're fucking high, yo. But, yeah, that's what it's going to be. It's going to be Friday. So, Pineapple Express, Half Baked, Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle, Harold and Kumar Escape from Guantanamo Bay, and Friday.
Okay. I'm going to do Friday.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to do... Pineapple Express.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do Half Big. I'm gonna do motherfucking Mac and Devin Go to High School.
I knew you was gonna put that shit in there.
Yes, sir.
I knew it.
And I'm gonna do, you fucked me up because you said it can't be a movie you like watching, huh? It gotta be a stoner movie. Oh, damn, I got the hiccups like shit. Stoner movie. Because I was going to say Step Brothers, but that's not a stoner movie. Can we do, what's that movie called? What's the name of that movie, man?
Oh no.
When a nigga get the period stain on his pants.
Oh, super bad.
Super bad.
Yeah.
Do that count? I got the hiccups like shit. Fuck.
I think we've stumbled upon something that will become a fives on a later episode. We're gonna have to go with, cause there's a difference between movie to watch when you're high and stoner movie. Cause it wouldn't count as a stoner movie.
But
Superbad would definitely be in my top five of movies to watch when I'm high.
Alright, stoner movie. Fuck it.
I'll let you use How High. How High can come out the safety box.
Nah, I'll go Friday After Next.
Friday After Next? Okay, I guess, yeah. Friday After Next is probably more of a weed-centric movie than Friday was originally.
Right.
All right, go ahead.
Burn.
For me, it was definitely Pineapple Express, Half Baked.
Uh huh.
Next Friday.
Okay.
Next Friday, Dude, Where's My Car?
Yeah, yeah, okay.
What?
That Brian coming through, pulling up from three, you know what I'm saying?
Niggas be
cheating.
Dude, Where's My Car?
That shit was funny.
And my last one was...
He's going to pull a classic out. I know it.
Gotta pull a classic out.
He's going to pull one out, y'all. It's getting ready to happen.
I hate fucking hiccups. What do you do to stop hiccups?
You gotta like swallow water. You gotta swallow.
Pause. I guess I'm just about to have
Oh man.
You ever heard of this movie Super High Me?
Yeah,
I've heard of it, and I knew he was going to pull a wild card. I'll take that. I'll take that, yeah.
That shit's crazy.
Damn, niggas is high as shit. Dre got the hiccups and shit.
Fuck.
I feel as though that it's probably time to get out of here.
All right, so before I get out of here, I'm going to leave y'all with another vibe from the homie Paperboy Wigs. This joint called Foreign featuring Cruddy Trill on Higher Learning.
Ben.
Notice.
It's a vibe.
Crack me a 2-liter, guess what? I dropped the form. Just bag me a bad bitch, guess what? That hoe was born. Don't fuck with you lame raps, your shit to me it sound form. Feeling just like a young shot, a nigga just wanna go form. Whipping it's form, smoking that cushion is form. Just crack me a 2-liter, guess what? I dropped the form. Fashiami, keep forgot it, all my bitches, that shit foreign and they form. Feeling just like a young shot, a nigga just wanna go form. Double my cups when I'm pouring. I put that Hennessy white and that's form. Lay up with your bitch and I'm scoring. Swish the balls deep and leave her snoring. Bruce Lee with the feet, no more jaws. Yeah, them kicks all the shit in they forms. See the Nero rapid, though enormous. I'm with your bitch up in leanings and norms. And dripping swag and I be dropping dollars. I don't do the brother, this shit ain't forgot her. I be moving proper, I'm a tech popper. If she call me popper, then you know I popped her. Shooters foreign and they quick to pop. Yeah, like a matter of fact, coming with the chopper. Fuck that bank and I would bank Sinatra. Tomato sauce. Niggas, you imposters. Like it's the kid, man, you gotta be kidding me. Vision is fun. Shades made in Italy, your vision small. You thinking local, I'm thinking jet skis and Acapulco. Balenciaga when I'm thinking Paris. When you thinking French, you be thinking toast. Was thinking vet, but now I'm thinking foreign. When I see them dead prayers, I see that ghost. Boat. Just crack me a 2-liter, guess what? I dropped the form. Just bag me a bad bitch, guess what? That hoe was form. Don't fuck with you lame raps. Your shit to me, it sound form. Feeling just like a young shot. A nigga just wanna go form. Whipping it's form. Smoking that cushion, it's form. Just crack me a 2-liter, guess what? I dropped the form. Bashiyama, keep forgot it. All my bitches, that shit foreign and they form. Feeling just like a young shot. A nigga just wanna go form.
Mom just like Megan got hips like she long, hips like she long. Attitude Gucci, don't make up she Gucci. You think that she form? You think that she form? Niggas be hating, no time for the fake and they speak, I know.
Yeah, whatever.
I dumped the 8 all inside of my 20, y'all shit had me snow. Damn, damn. Niggas be geeking, they buying designer and they can't afford it.
They can't afford it.
I'd rather take them young niggas on corners and selling that water. Young nigga hustle, call the blood, show me some love, I need more.
It's a vibe.
I get from the border. They say my swag influence. Man, this street shit like chess me. Don't play around. Put a snake in the ground. That 380 right next to me. Say I be spazzing out. Fresh as hell when I'm dragging out. Shine on me, we gon' have it out. Beefing no hashing out. Hit them all and I'm cashing out. Keep some freaks, but they asses out. Trips.
Just crack me a 2-liter, guess what? I dropped the form. Just bag me a bad bitch, guess what? That hoe was form. Don't fuck with you lame raps. Your shit to me, it sound form. Feeling just like a young shot. A nigga just wanna go form. Whipping it's form. Smoking that cushion, it's form. Just crack me a 2-liter, guess what? I dropped the form. Bashiyami, keep forgot it. All my bitches, that shit foreign and they form. Feeling just like a young shot. A nigga just wanna go form. Bye.
FM.
Notice. 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 Notice.
It's a vibe.
It's a vibe. It's a vibe. It's a vibe. This is Higher Learning.
If you want to listen to more, visit our official website at a420podcast.com.